5:36, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It is, you know, the temp is falling about 85 degrees because we got rain rolling in. We are going to get hit up here in Hanover, I would say, within the next 20 minutes or so. That's the prediction from the weather folks. The rest of Central Virginia, been dealing with it for the last hour or two. And this is going to be with us one way or another, not just tonight, but tomorrow and right through about Tuesday of next week. Tonight, we're talking about very severe thunderstorms. So just bear all of that in mind. Remember the other day we were talking about that that situation? Where was it? Wasn't it out in Michigan? Wayne, Michigan. There's a guy, arms himself, drives his truck to the Cross Point Community Church, opens fire on the families and the children who are attending services. Now, here's the good part. Here's the good part. He was stopped. I mean, you have little kids at Vacation Bible School. Not to worry. Two guys jumped into this and stopped him. But it wasn't law enforcement, as much as I like to tell you it was, as a former law enforcement officer. It was two church members. They were trained. They were both members of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They had actually completed a special security training for protecting houses of worship about a week before. You know, our friend Rob Chadwick, a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, headed up the tactical training unit at the FBI Academy in Quantico. He's over with the United States Concealed Carry Association now, and I thought there's nobody better to address this very event than Rob, and I'm happy to say he's joining us. Rob, thank you for being here.
Jeff, always great to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Great to hear your voice, sir. So tell us a little bit. Lay out what happened out there in Wayne, Michigan, and how was it possible for two guys with this training to do, well, what they needed to do?
Well, Jeff, you had most of our communities do, have, you know, Vacation Bible School going on. It's summertime, and, yep, you know, kids and their families are at church and going to VBS, and, you know, thank goodness that we had two individuals and possibly several more still trying to get more information on it. But, you know, as someone who is the head of training for the USCCA, I was so just initially just relieved, of course, that, you know, this hack was thwarted.
All right. Let me remind you about a couple of things. First of all, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here, Richmond's Morning News. I want to make sure you're here for that. I also want to remind you that tomorrow is, in fact, the final Friday of the month of June. And you know what happens on the final Friday of the month? We bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, and we will do that tomorrow. All right, we really do have a great honoree tomorrow. I don't ever tell you the names ahead of time, but I will tell you that this particular honoree really does remind me of Lieutenant McTernan and her service to the RPD. So we'll do that tomorrow. All right, great. We do have Rob back. I apologize for that, Rob. Not quite sure what happened, but just let's get back into this. So the two guys that are there, tell me about the training and how they were involved with the United States Concealed Carry Association.
So, Jeff, as it turns out, both were members, or are members, of the USCCA, and believe it or not, had just attended what we call an official partner event, where we have a free training event, and this one was focusing on protecting your house of worship.
Wow.
And so, you know, clearly this was signed just within the last week. Jeez. And so clearly this was top of mind, you know, for them. And that's the thing is, you know, all of us, in the back of our minds, worry about, you know, obviously protecting our loved ones, protecting the people we care about. Yep. But, you know, there's that, is this ever going to happen to me? Well, you know, as you know, Jeff, as we talk to people after these tragedies, they always say, I never thought it would happen to me. And thank goodness these two individuals had the presence of mind, had worked out a plan of what they would do, and then were committed to take action in the face of real danger. Now, I'm still gathering the facts, but here you had a man armed with, you know, one of these AR-15 style rifles, mm-hmm, clearly outgunning the defenders who were armed with handguns. And yet, these guys had the presence of mind to and the bravery. I mean, these are heroes. And actually, one of the parishioners, I want to say he was one of the deacons, was running late. And, you know, sometimes you think, you know, maybe this is divine intervention. You can't help think otherwise.
Yeah.
The deacon is running later than he had planned. And as he's pulling up in his truck, he sees this individual who is brandishing the firearm and getting ready to open fire. Actually, I think it was that had already opened fire and drove his truck right into this individual. Wow. So had the presence of mind to you know, use his car, and you know, didn't completely incapacitate the shooter, but bought the other responder some time, and that's when the other shooter who was or the other security member who was armed was able to incapacitate the shooter and save the day.
Oh, it's a horrible story at the beginning, but thank God it ends the way it does. And it all does come back, Rob. This is your bailiwick. Let me remind everybody, Rob Chadwick joining us. Rob, after a 30-year law enforcement career where he headed up the tactical training unit at the FBI Academy in Quantico, trained all sorts of SWAT operators and protected, six different U.S. attorneys general. You're now the head of training over at United States Concealed Carry Association. So, Rob, you talked about this sort of the joint partnership with training. There is training, in this case, is out in Michigan, but here in Virginia, we have great opportunities for people to engage in training as well, right?
That's correct. So, USCCA hosts literally hundreds of free classes every single day all over the country. And, you know, again, the place to start your journey, if you're just, you know, how do I get involved in this? I don't even know where to start. Go to our website, uscca.com. There's a search box for your zip code, and it will list out not just firearms classes, but situational awareness, de-escalation, medical first responder, non-lethal options. Wherever you want to start or whatever it is that you're comfortable with, right, we have an instructor ready to give you some training on that. And I encourage people to just take that first step, because just like everyone else that survives one of these situations, you know, they never thought it would actually happen to them. That's and right. Yet here we are, and thank goodness all those kids and all those people inside had those people literally looking out for them, you know, that night.
It is a wonderful ending to that. Rob Chadwick joining us, the head of training for USCCA. With all of these classes, I'm not sure if I heard you correctly. Did you say that they're all open to the public fundamentally and relatively inexpensive?
Almost all of them are free, Jeff. Yeah, okay. We put these on, and of course, you know, the USCCA is a membership organization. We have almost 900,000 members. You know, people just like your listeners all over the country who are just concerned about protecting themselves and their loved ones. And, you know, we have 10,000 instructors around the country who put on this type of instruction. And so, you know, as the head of education and training, it's just an amazing moment after 30 years in law enforcement and training people. And you hear, you know, that work and that time paid off. Right. And these people were able to put that training to work. And just, they, you know, the bottom line is they had the courage to do something.
Yes.
So many people are just overcome by events and just overwhelmed. And I tell people all the time, the most important thing is to, one, accept that reality, you know, accept that evil really does exist, as evidence what happened last week in Michigan. And two, no one's going to be there to do it for you. Sometimes you got to do it yourself. And that's what happened with these two heroes.
It, absolutely. Listen, Rob, when you get a few more details on this, if you don't mind, I'd love to get some further analysis from you, sort of the debrief on that. I want to get you back. I think we're having you on every week or every other week now to talk about this stuff. I want to highlight as well, moving forward, some of the training we've got in Virginia, because I want people to avail themselves of the training. I certainly want them to go to USCCA and sign up. If you own a firearm and you're not a member, you're missing out.
Yeah, Jeff, as a matter of fact, believe it or not, I'm on the way right now to Wayne, Michigan, and I'm going to be meeting with these guys tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll get the whole story, and I'm really looking forward to sharing that with your listeners.
I love it. Well, safe travels, brother. I appreciate you being here. That is Rob Chadwick. Rob Chadwick now is the head of training for the United States Concealed Carry Association. He spent 30 years in law enforcement. He was the head of the tactical training unit for the FBI at the academy, trained a number of elite teams, led all sorts of SWAT operations. He's the real deal. I'm going to tell you that right now. And you can take what this man says to the bank. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.